Blackstone Audio presents The Man Offside by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Chris Andrew Shula. 1. Donna Brendy's eyes weren't quite blue. They weren't quite gray, either. They seemed to change color depending on what she was wearing, which right now was a French-cut one-piece swimsuit that was dove gray bordered by royal blue. They were laughing eyes with little crinkles at the corners, and they narrowed some against the glare created by aqua water, shimmering under the kind of buttermilk sky that comes to Texas in late August. And there was some hurt in those eyes that the laugh crinkles couldn't quite hide. I'd helped put some of the hurt there a few years back. I didn't really feel tall about that. She was seated poolside on a chaise longue made of cedar planks. She crossed one smooth, tanned leg over the other, then uncrossed her legs and recrossed them again, and adjusted the elastic at her hip with a red-nailed finger. She still was squirmy. That hadn't changed.
"I wasn't sure you'd come," she said.
"That makes two of us," I said. "How've you been, Donna?"
"How have I been? Since I've seen you, I've been a lot of different ways. It's been 9 years, Rick."
It had. The last movie we'd seen together had been Chinatown. Elvis had been alive. There wasn't much for me to say to that. So I folded my sport coat over my arm and shifted my weight from one foot to the other. She gestured toward a lawn chair, also cedar, which sat...